Check, one, two.
All right, welcome everyone to the Borough of Roosevelt Council, regular council meeting of April 3rd, 2023 at 7:08 p.m. Adequate notice of this meeting, as required by Chapter 231, PL 1975, has been provided by a public notice on January 6, 2023, which was posted on the bulletin board at the Roosevelt Post Office and in the Borough Hall. The notice was published in the Times and the Asbury Park Press. Roll call.
Mr. Robert Atwood.
Here.
Mr. Lou Etzikoff is absent. Mr. Michael Hamilton.
Here.
Ms. Constance Hertstrom.
Here.
Mr. Stephen Mocker.
Here.
Mr. Joseph Trammell.
Here.
And Mayor Peggy Malkin.
Here. And
Mr. Lou Etzikoff.
Mr. Etzikoff.
Speaking of Lou. Speaking of Lou.
Okay.
There you go. Okay.
Hello, Lou. That's okay.
You're never late, Lou. Okay, well, if you say so, no problem.
This to the house will be true.
Okay.
Okay. In lieu of a report, I have a few announcements and things we should discuss, but I'll actually save that for new business. So we have a proclamation for Arbor Day. 2023 Arbor Day Proclamation, which I will read. Whereas in 1872, J. Sterling Morton proposed to the Nebraska Board of Agriculture that a special day be set aside for the planting of trees, and whereas this holiday, called Arbor Day, was first observed with the planting of more than a million trees in Nebraska, and whereas Arbor Day is now observed throughout the nation and the world, and whereas trees can reduce the erosion of topsoil by wind and water, cut heating and cooling costs, moderate the temperature, clean air, produce oxygen, and provide habitat for wildlife, whereas trees are a renewable source giving us paper, wood for building homes, fuel for fires, and countless wood products, and whereas trees in our borough increase property values, enhance the economic viability of business areas, and beautify our community, and whereas trees greatly enhance the lives of our residents, now therefore I, Peggy Malkin, Mayor of the Borough of Roosevelt, Monmouth County, New Jersey, do proclaim April 28, 2023 as Arbor Day in the Borough of Roosevelt. Further, I encourage all of our residents to plant a tree and celebrate Arbor Day. And I just want to make, not a clarification, but officially Arbor Day is April 28th, but in Roosevelt, the Environmental Commission is sponsoring a planting of the tree on April 22nd at the school.
We're getting through them in 10 minutes. Yeah, I promise.
Somewhere in town.
In the school or near the school?
On the grounds. Yeah, in the school. That would be neat. Oh, have you ever eaten at a restaurant? I've been to a couple restaurants where they have trees growing right in the restaurant.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the invitation.
Well, we have a couple members. Remember. And what time, Ellen?
Okay.
12:30. We'll, we have another meeting if we need to adjust that. All right, I'm going to come to public comment for agenda items only. We'll open the floor at 7:12 p.m. Does anyone have, from the public have anything they'd like to comment on? All right, being none, I will close public comment at 7:12. Minutes, regular meeting minutes of March 6th, 2023. Do I have a motion to approve?
Yes.
Second?
Second.
I was a councilman in two
discussions.
And both Kennelon and Fairlawn. I have no idea if Canada cannabis is right for Roosevelt. I don't live here.
No, it's out there somewhere.
That decision is up to you, but some
not to us. Sounds like it's coming.
I did a presentation for Chatham and Morris County. They have a bedroom community. They have flush with cash. They have no making. Why on earth would they ever want cannabis? On the other hand,
participity
is quite frankly
there's not people in the building next door?
Yeah. No, there was.
Potential straits, they have a tremendous amount of vacancies
and
they have it makes sense for them. It does not make sense.
Oh, is that what just came out of that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I heard Springsteen.
Whether or not it makes sense.
We're having a flashback.
Literally.
Yes. I thought I didn't find it, but I didn't know if you'd be flattered or insulted.
Okay.
Neither.
Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah.
So we had a motion first and second, so roll call. Mr. Atwood?
Yes.
Mr. Essikoff?
Is that the meeting I missed?
Yes.
So I abstained.
No, March 6th?
No, you were there.
Oh, yeah, you were there.
You,
yeah.
You, the last one. March 6th, you're good.
Okay, yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hertzstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
Okay, the meeting minutes of March 6th, 2023 are adopted. Consent agenda resolutions. I'll run through these. Resolution 23-43, payment of bills for April 3rd, 2023. Resolution 23-44, resolution awarding contract for periodic maintenance and repair of the borough's emergency standby generators. Resolution 23-45, sustainable land use pledge resolution. Resolution 23-46, resolution renewing a 3-year contract with Passaic Valley Sewerage Commission to accept the sludge from the sewage treatment plant. Resolution 23-47, resolution authorizing the award of a non-fair and open contract for professional landscape architect services to ETM Associates, LLC, for improvements to the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Memorial Amphitheater. Resolution 23-48, resolution authorizing affluent pump repair to Pumping Services Incorporated to perform pump repairs at the Roosevelt Sewage Treatment Plant. And Resolution 23-49, awarding contract for maintenance of public lands in the borough to Kyle's Lawn and Landscaping. Do I have a motion?
You do.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay.
So we have the discussion?
Now, well, and now discussion. Kathleen?
I just want to let you know the wording is a little different on Resolution 2348. It's resolution ratifying and awarding contracts for the emergency replacement of effluent pumps for the wastewater treatment plant of the borough Roosevelt. Okay, not what I have on the agenda.
Okay.
Is everyone still good with the first and the second?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or did we not go there? No, did you
well,
do
it's
first?
First, second, and then discussion.
Okay.
So
so I need a first?
The first was?
Me.
Oh, you were first?
First.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
We'll count it.
Bob was first.
Second.
I think Lou.
Yeah, I thought
Lou. I
knew you
weren't. Lou's
number one, Bob's
number
two.
Sir. Apparently you're second.
I'm not going to override
objection.
Lou.
And normally you'd be number one on
everything. Essikoff first.
Well, normally Bob would be number one on everything because you're A.
Okay, sorry about
okay.
That.
Okay.
Okay.
I yield to my elders.
Right.
Watch out.
Okay, any discussion?
Just a quick discussion on 2349, the contract to Kyle.
Uh-huh.
Kyle does not do around the fences at the water plant and the sewer plant.
Right.
I asked Anna about the contract that's not on there. She said she would ask Greg Defoe to do it. do that. So, you know, weed whack the first 3 feet around
right.
so you can walk it and stuff. So.
Okay.
So there you go.
So this is the same contract we had last year with Conn's, right? No changes in it?
Well, there's a raise in fees, in price, but
right.
not too bad.
He does really nice work.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he does. And he's very, not compliant. I mean, he's just very agreeable to whatever we ask him.
Especially when you pay him.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Especially when you pay him.
Oh. No, and actually I met someone coincidentally this weekend, taking a walk, that who works for him on our, you know, in the landscaping, and he was a lovely, lovely young guy.
He's a nice guy.
Okay, any other discussion?
No.
All right. Do I have a resolution? Do I have a motion?
We have the first and second. I'm ready for roll call.
We did that on the whole batch.
That was discussion afterwards.
That's
I know. I know. Sorry. Roll call?
Mayor's out to lunch.
I am. I just feel...
Mr. Atwood?
Today.
Yes.
Mr. Essequa?
Yes.
Mr. Hamilton?
Yes.
Ms. Hergstrom?
Yes.
Mr. Mocker?
Yes.
And Mr. Trammell?
Yes.
What did you see? You saw a terrible accident?
What?
Oh, no.
No, I said I feel washed out today. I was going to ask anybody, if anyone else, I wonder if the magnetic field from the tornado, I really felt washed out.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, I feel like for the last couple of days.
I'll tell you what they were. There's some heat aversion coming around where the heat pushes the cold air away.
Yeah.
That can drive me nuts.
It was 72
yeah, I just
degrees
don't feel like
yesterday.
Myself.
Yeah,
well,
before yesterday.
All right, the consent agenda has been adopted.
Yeah.
Get back on track here. Okay, reports of committee chairs. Councilmember Atwood starts with an A. You're first.
Well, I realize I need to probably have a quick one or two meetings about this bee hunt with a few people. I know we need to get something to Anna. About a decision on that. I'm leaning towards, but most things that I'm looking at is not doing speed humps, and then after the roads are paved, doing some kind of painting or some kind of other ways to keep speeders down. For me, I think the cost doesn't justify the number of cars that we have speeding. So that's where I'm leaning at this point.
Okay.
But I did give a copy of the report to several people, so I want to make sure that their voices are heard.
Thank you, Bob.
I agree with that.
Yeah, personally, I do too.
Have you guys discussed the orange poles that could go on the white lines?
No, but I haven't discussed. I've looked at them myself, but I have. Yeah, I haven't.
Well, at this point, we just need to know whether or not we're going to put in speed bumps.
Right. For the budget on the paving.
Right.
If we're not going to, if we say no. Then we can go ahead and do other
Explore
things.
Explore all the other options.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And this is for what project?
For the Pine Drive.
Pine Drive one?
Yeah.
Well, Pine Drive to the triangle.
Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
There's only one speed hump there, I think.
There is
no.
one.
There's one there now.
I think there's
one.
Two in there.
There's two in her contract, isn't there?
I believe so far.
Yeah.
There's only
well,
two
that way
in her
the
contract.
Proposal, right.
The
right.
proposal,
yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. So at this point, the committee is recommending none.
Committee
well,
of one.
Committee of one.
Okay.
So you're a committee of two.
Okay. So at what point do we need to...
Soon. Real
soon. That's why we can't have a full committee with lots of meetings.
I need to look at the date again. There was an email
soon.
Sent out.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
pretty soon.
Yeah, Anna sent that out to everybody. You should have it
is there
here.
A date on that?
3:30. At 9:38 a.m. The contract's going to be awarded 5/16/23. Went out for bid.
Okay,
middle of next
the bid,
month.
Yeah.
Yeah, middle of next month. So I'll definitely get.
I'm sorry. The contract must be awarded by 5/16.
Okay.
And the bid opening is 4/6.
Okay.
But if it's going to be awarded, then it's going to be sent out 2 weeks before the award or something like that?
I'm confused.
Well, Greg would know better, but in the email it says, obviously the water main replacement gets done before repaving, but a decision will need to be made regarding speed humps before the repaving gets done. So the contract, even though it went out, the bid with them, you can always do a change order.
I assume they're going to treat the speed humps as a change order.
That's how
not the limiting factor is,
whether
just having
you
done it in my
not.
Time myself, you have to do it when you pave the road.
Yes.
That's the best.
Which the water mains are going to be repaired first. I don't know how long does that take. Months?
I don't know if there's a construction schedule.
So it's a matter of.
Yeah, a few weeks.
It's also final paving, so like if they're digging up the road, and I don't recall,
It's a final paving before the speed humps, yeah.
Well, when you dig the trench, you usually let the trench settle for 90 to 180 days, right?
Yeah.
Around here. I mean, you guys have done it before around here. I assume that you have not a final coat on. So you have to know by the time the final coat goes on.
Exactly.
So you could have extra time, three, 6 months to figure it out after they do the water.
Yeah.
So, Steve, do they notch the road before or after the paving?
After you do final pavement, and then you come back in and and do mill the notches in the road to the keyway to accept the speed bumps.
Yeah. They're put in by hand.
If we decide not to do speed humps, then we would do a change order where Carmela would remove the two that are already in her proposal.
Right. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, in Aberdeen, we include them, and then we send the mailing out in the neighborhood votes, the street votes.
And up by you?
Yeah, so we'll do the bid, and we award it with the speed humps, and then we do a change order taking them off if the neighborhood votes against them.
How have they, which way have they gone with this? Depends on the neighborhood.
I mean, I don't like adding to the subjective public debate here. It's not my job.
He's very wise to stay out of this.
I'd leave it at that.
I'll tell you how we use them in Aberdeen. And how we found the most effective part of them is in Aberdeen we have roads where you can cut from a major road to a major road cut off the traffic light.
Yeah.
And so that definitely deters people from doing that.
Which is not a
factor here.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have that problem, yes, when if 571 is blocked or people get lost off of 571. But
it's rare.
I don't think the money spent on it justifies the amount of traffic going to our town locally and non-locally.
I get the same thing on my street, but we have two of them.
Right, which is, and the factor of the one or two people that have body issues of riding over them and the testimony of the fire and ambulance that they would not support speed bumps.
Yeah, buses, snow plows,
It really creates a problem, I think.
From what I'm reading, there are other ways. There's no 100% foolproof way to stop speeders, but there are other ways that are like least expensive to do visuals to get people to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
I was even thinking, I don't know if we, as a town, I think we can look, why can't we lower the in town to 15 miles an hour with signs?
And then maybe they'll go 25 and 30 instead.
We can do that. We can't do that at 571, but we can do that with the rest of the streets.
Within the borough.
I think.
Enforcement's your problem.
You're thinking.
They're just going to go however fast they want to go.
You definitely have control of the local speed limits. Right. Whether you need, and there are certain things you can do just as a matter of right. So, for example, parking is one of them. But if you want to do certain things, you have to fit one of the exemptions, which is sometimes as easy as having an engineering study saying that this speed limit is appropriate for this road. Other times you have to be within certain proximity to schools or parks or things where minors should be present. So I don't know at this moment sitting here in Title 39 what category the speed limit itself falls into.
It was an idea.
I don't think it's any harder than getting an engineer, Carmela, to say that it fits the uniform manual and traffic control devices.
Right.
Good. Well, for your information, the utilities department has asked Anna to puts a little slogan on every water sewer bill, and she's going to put speed limit in town is 25 miles per hour.
I will tell you that's probably the most effective thing you can do. So we also have two speed trailers in our town in Aberdeen, and you put them out on the roads. And it reads the license plates. Doesn't write, can't write tickets to anybody.
The license plates.
Reads the license plates and how fast they're going. And then we have a traffic sergeant, traffic division that looks it up. And 90% of the people driving over the speed limit are people who live there. Because if you think about it, if you're in a place that you don't know, and you don't know where the cops sit, and you don't know what's coming up next on the road, you're just far less likely to be speeding. It's the people that live in the neighborhood and know it could drive it with their eyes closed. They're the ones going 40-some miles an hour in 25.
Can we borrow those from you and just send our services to the speeders?
I'm sure that one of the bigger, any local, most local police department, I'm sure Millstone has one. You could probably rent it from
the county.
But Millstone doesn't have one?
We don't have a police department.
Oh, then they,
no,
you could definitely rent
police.
It.
Okay.
I didn't realize. I thought
but then we could
I
send notices to
Ike
the speed.
Yeah, fire district without there. No.
Ikestown, maybe.
I had a meeting with the state police lieutenant about maybe 6 years ago, and I talked to him about speeding, and he said, you know, tell us the times that are the worst offenders will come out. And then he looked at me and he said, but you know who we're going to catch? All your residents.
Yes.
I find, because I've been walking more than ever, because I never had a dog that had to be walked before, and now I do, so I'm always out there walking, and it seems like there's no middle ground. They're either really speeding, or they live here and know and don't speed at all. I never see anyone, it seems like they're going 30, 35, it's like whizzing, or they obey the speed limit, on our roads, on our streets.
The drive 25 signs on people's lawns helps, too. Because it's like shaming. It's like your neighbors know that you're the neighbor that goes by 40 at a time.
So we were somewhere. I forget. We were picking up some furniture somewhere. Like every few feet, there was, children at play.
I always want one that says, we don't have sidewalks. We walk in the street.
Right. Something.
Pay attention.
So maybe that, these are things, would be after the paving, which is why I'm leaning towards those. Not doing speed bumps. These things are less costly and more visual in terms of please watch out.
When we have a detour, usually there's a state trooper at the corner where, and maybe we should talk to him when it happens. We should tell him, look, just warn people that it's 25 miles an hour.
Yeah.
They'll cooperate with you in that sense.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's what according to Mrs. Parrott. She says that's when it's started.
Yep. Detours.
So.
Okay. Lou, Councilmember Esikoff, administration?
Not very much. We're still chugging along.
Good. Councilmember Hamilton, finance.
Thanks to Anna.
Yeah. A lot of thanks to Anna for a great many things.
Yeah. I've told Anna if she ever left, we'd collapse. We would just collapse.
No, if she ever left, I'm leaving.
We sort of collapsed when Izzy Sakowitz died, and then we rebounded, and now
we found out how bad he was.
But we were, floundering for a while. But Anna?
Listen, I saw Izzy Sakowitz's antics. He used to stand up there and roll.
Mike?
Finance has not had a meeting. I put out a request through Anna to contact George Lang, our CFO, to see when he might be available for a finance committee meeting. He hasn't gotten back to me yet as to some possible dates, but we want to look at some long-term planning of some major projects. We have some big ticket projects coming up at the sewer treatment plant. And we want to see how that might affect the utility rates and how that might look over time in the context of all our other debt. So we want to start doing some long-range fiscal planning with that, with projects in particular.
Mike,
so
can you, despite the fact that we need a lot of money for a lot of things, but also perhaps I ask George to look into running water sewer to the gas station?
Yeah, I had that on my
He did say at one point, he told me about 2 years ago, that he didn't think it would be much of a problem financially.
Okay. I'll ask him when we have a meeting.
At that point, Carmela had told me she thought it would cost approximately, it was before the pandemic, but she said between 80 and 100,000. So I don't know how much that's changed. And that's when George said he didn't think that would be a problem.
In the long run, if we do that, because That's a brown, that used to be a brownfield.
It still is.
Still is,
and
yeah.
It still is.
Yeah.
You're not, you can't, you're not going to be able to sell it or develop it for water and sewer, for water and sewage, maybe, but not water. Nobody's going to drink that water.
Well, there's a lot of caveats in the master plan. Like, there can't be a nursery there, both nurseries, children and or plants. There can't be, there's a
does
few.
There, does it have to be a slab poured on?
You can't disturb the foundation. Like, the
yeah,
foundation
right.
cannot
it's
be
sealed.
Disturbed.
It's sealed.
It's sealed. So whatever goes
on the foundation that's there.
Whatever goes
so.
There has yeah. to be built upon that foundation.
It's a good spot for a testing lab, I think.
I mean, I do think there are many possibilities.
A testing lab, because, you know, they're not going to drink the water, I don't think. They're just going to test with it.
I wouldn't drink the water there.
If you put in water and sewer, and you put in a building, and somebody comes along and build a small office building, you know, because parking is limited, so it's got to be small.
Yeah.
We, in a couple of years, we can recoup some of that money that we put the water and sewer in.
Yeah. I just, it's been 4 years since we raised the building, so I just don't want it to sit there now for another 34 years.
Well, it's been 23 years since we repossessed it. I remember that.
Well, we're laid back here. No rush.
Okay.
And if anybody builds there, they cannot really expand the foundation.
There's a they can't touch the foundation.
Yeah, but they can't expand.
Well,
it
there's
larger.
A big, there's a large buffer zone.
And that's
to the wetlands.
Basically the buffer zone touches it almost.
Yeah, it has to be
so
something
it's
small.
Just that pad there.
But it's big enough for a small office.
Medical office or something.
Well, I had someone approach me, not professionally, it's just someone I met one weekend, this woman, and she designed, I don't know if she designed, I'm not exactly sure what her role is, but basically because of the huge changes in the way people work now, so she's involved with little buildings where, in other words, if you work from home, but you're sick of looking at your own room, you get go to these buildings where they're lovely. The lobby they're small, but the lobby has plants, and there's a little tiny kitchenette and some vending machines, and so you have your own little either cubicle or room where you can go there to work all day, and they charge people by the month, I believe, or the year.
Yeah, they have a water cooler.
And I
you
thought
can hang out and tell stories about coworkers.
Exactly. So I thought that sounded something that would do very well here.
New York has that all over.
I took her name for, I mean, it was about a year ago, but I took her name for when we were ready to, at some point.
That's wonderful. But, you know, I think it's an eyesore right now.
Yeah, it's just a different kind of eyesore than it was for the other 38 years. That's why I want to get this moving. Okay, thanks, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Council Member Hurstrom, Community Development.
Okay, I wanted to thank Greg for getting the resolution on the agenda. You know, tonight, the invoice, you know, went out to Kirk Ruffus, and he said he'd prepare the check and deliver it to Anna. I don't know whether he
did. It did come today.
It did come today. Okay, great. So I think we're ready to move ahead. So I will be. I did send out to Tim Marshall and David Stittler to come up with our first meeting date. I talked with Anna about some dates.
Good.
So we think that'll be probably the week of the 17th of April for the full committee, you know, to be able to ask questions and hear the scope of the project, you know, from that at our first meeting. And then we've had another meeting of the group that is interested in the senior housing. From what we're trying to find from other people that were part of it and trying to locate, like, where is the 501c3 information? You know, I'm assuming that they had that before, but they said it probably hasn't been kept up to date. And some of the people that were involved either aren't around anymore. So we're just trying to see what kind of interest. So our next step is for Celeste to go to the meeting in Millstone on the 11th, where they have about 29, you know, members. And so we're finding out more about whether we start to see if people want to go there. We have people take them there, who's interested in what, and see where we are.
Okay, so you're talking about our senior group here For a second, I thought you were talking about Solar Village, but you mean the senior citizen group that we're trying to revive.
Group.
Right, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right, so that's about where we are right now.
Thank you. Councilmember Mocker, Public Works.
Well, we're in the process of getting a new roof on our shed out back here.
Good.
I guess that's our big news for the day.
Great, thanks.
That's next to the garage, right? That shed.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. And Councilmember Trammell, Utilities.
Okay, the Cedar Court house that burned, Mike and I drove through there today, and they're pretty much done. They'll be done tomorrow, but they're removing the pad, the concrete pad.
They got on that really quickly. Most of it was demolished last Friday.
Yeah, so they should be done tomorrow. And we
what
just take all that.
The house that burned down.
The building.
No,
that burned.
What are you doing with the
foundation.
Yeah, the
concrete foundation they're removing as today.
Oh, they're removing the foundation?
Yeah.
I thought they'd have to build on the foundation.
They could put another foundation. Oh, they could put a house anywhere, depending on code and stuff like that. So,
Are we allowed to have a house with a basement?
Just one so far they've demolished.
The next house.
I thought you had to stay in the same
Aren't they building a basement in the
house? That's
new construction.
Well, and some people in town have built out, or at least I know one house for sure, built out a partial basement in a regular Roosevelt house. So.
Is that in a historic Roosevelt home, though?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So they're going to have, I would think, stay with the same.
Yeah.
There's no.
I don't think there's a prohibition against putting a basement in.
There are some basements.
Depending on how close you are to the water table.
That's true.
Well, of course.
And the water there is going to be
bad
ideas.
Right.
I think so. It's really way back in the
day. As a historic district, do we have to adhere to anything about houses coming down and going back
up? It would have been nice if there were more restrictions, but there should.
I wish there had been. It doesn't exist anymore.
Prohibition of demolition doesn't apply.
Yeah, it doesn't. The house doesn't exist anymore.
Just curious.
The house next to it is also being.
No, it's not being demolished.
It's not being
demolished. Well, we don't know yet. The wall. I was there today. The wall doesn't look good. I think code might say that this. The dividing wall between the houses, firewall, and that might not
so
be.
Far, so far,
the
they're not saying anything about demolishing it, but it remains to be seen.
It depended on the insurance.
The inspectors, it's the insurance, all of the above.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's on Cedar. What else here? AT&T, I complained last meeting that AT&T, the HASP, was broken to the section of the water tower where the AT&T transmitter shack is. Met the AT&T guy there yesterday. He put a chain on and a lock, so the HASP doesn't matter anymore. That's good.
His own lock?
It's not our lock. It's their lock.
Oh, put on their shed.
It's not. The one on the left is not a shed. It's really transmitters just stacked up out in the weather. So, but they have their own little area there. It's all fenced in. They have a lock on it. And it wasn't locked for the past month or two. Now it's locked. They have their own key. So that's good now. On the other side, Verizon and T-Mobile have keys and their own lock to get in to work on that side. So
we don't need keys to get in for any emergency.
We do. We have a lock box there, and we can open it up, put the key, and lock right in. So, okay. The water around the sewer plant that was good the last meeting we had. It's starting to come back now. I put in a call to Peter Winkler, who is the DEP guy from the Essen thing. I left a message for him, so he knows what's going on. Also, Larry Sear was there. I met Larry there last week. We both are apprised of the situation. Larry will get in touch with Peter also. So we'll see if they break holes in the main dam and try to make it so the sewer plant doesn't go underwater.
So this is all because of the beavers?
It's all a beaver thing. That's the state beavers, not the Roosevelt beavers.
How do you tell us that?
Make sure to make that distinction
there
clear.
There is a distinction.
We don't want the blame for the bad beavers.
Yeah. And Helen, have you called the beaver guy yet? Or
I tried calling him.
Okay.
I guess
Yeah. It goes to school.
Putting out beaver deceivers.
Okay. The beavers go to school?
No, the beaver guy. Okay.
Not the federal ones.
No. Fish go to school.
They do.
Oh, that's bad.
Beavers go to lodges. Beavers are part of a fraternity, you know? Yeah, so there's a beaver lodge.
I object to that joke.
I loved it.
All right, that's enough for me. Okay. And yes, Steve and I went out and measured the speed humps on farm, and they are apparently absolutely within a half an inch to spec.
Yeah, the one is, and the other one's 5/8 of an inch too tall.
Right. But there you go, Lou.
That's the problem.
That's your speed hump, Lou. Yeah.
I want to shave.
Shave it. All right, so that's
shave 4/8 of an inch.
Thank you, Joe.
No problem.
Reports of borough officials. Either of our borough officials here tonight have any?
Ellen Silverman in North Valley. April is a very busy month. We have the stream cleanup on April 22nd. Debbie's going to plant a tree.
Is your mic on?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
might
I might
not
have
be
turned
on.
That on. Just click
all the way up.
Two switch above.
Ellen Silverman.
There you go. Okay.
April 22nd, we have stream cleanup. Please sign up.
Okay.
I want everyone to have a little sapling. And Peggy's going to plant a tree. Sign it on 12:30.
I didn't think she sounded any louder the second time.
Yeah. Just yell. Just
yeah,
yell.
Just speak loudly.
Running sound problems to me.
Okay, on April 20th, the Environmental Commission and the school are going
to be working together to do some activities at the school. April 6th. At 3 p.m., if you meet at the post office parking lot, Steve Taylor is going to give us a wonderful nature walk. We're going to go from the 571 to the bike path. You know, so
who
Valley.
Is that, Ellen? I'm sorry, I didn't hear who.
Steve Taylor.
Oh.
What time is it?
3 o'clock, Saturday, April 6th. It's part of our First Friday events. On a Saturday.
That's Roosevelt.
Okay, April 16th, dessert and discussion, which will be here at 6:30 at the Borough Hall. And that will be on the subject of helping wild birds thrive in Roosevelt. And hopefully we'll be building birdhouses.
Ellen, is all this posted on the bulletin board too?
Yes.
Okay.
Or it was, but it could be gone by now.
After
yeah,
Saturday.
A lot of on your website also? Or?
We don't have a website.
On our website.
Oh, yes. Good. Yes. Okay.
Would you like us to print up a flyer and perhaps they would hand it out at school? You know, put it in the kids' backpacks? Because most of these are pretty family friendly.
I would definitely do that. I would also encourage when Maria resets the trash, you know, the litter pickup, that we include that on the flyer.
Well, if we want, today's the 3rd. I don't know if we can get it out in time for the 6th.
Yeah.
But we could try.
But for litter pickup.
Right.
I think... someone said, oh, I didn't even know it was. Did they send it through the school? Cause
yeah, I'm not sure that everybody looks at the website or the bulletin board, so
well,
school's a
we
good
do
way.
Have kind of a ready-made audience if we send it through the school because
right.
most parents
do read what's
will
in the
read that
yeah.
even if they miss what's on the bulletin board or anything else.
I'll try to see if we can have it printed up tomorrow. Tuesdays are usually a good day to need more help here. And maybe it can go out. I'll email Karen and see if it can go out Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay. That sounds good. I do have to say that Sustainable Jersey, which, as you may be aware of, is a group that environmental commissions usually apply for and use them as guidelines. Their actions are guidelines to help us become more effective in our civic duties. And they have one action is Safe Streets that has a lot of studies that are related to what we were discussing about the speed bump, but more in a more general level. I do have information that I think would do good. We could do an inventory of the streets. We can, you know, assess the traffic level. There's ways of doing it. It's right here. It's not that hard. The more community involvement you have, the more they're going to, one, buy into going the speed limit, but also buy into whatever decisions are made to make these streets safer. So have that community input before you actually come up with any decision. Because people have expressed interest in it, and to have that kind of feedback and that ability to really do the research on our town would create more interest, but also when the decision's made, it will be a decision that you have the backing of more people.
Thank you.
Ellen, I just wanted to remind people that we're going to live meetings month, starting on the 19th.
Yes.
Right.
Environmental Commission will be starting here. Starting this month.
Yeah, and I just wanted to make sure that we're advertised as a live meeting. We may need to re-advertise.
Environmental she did Commission. Already, Maria.
She did? Okay,
yeah,
great.
She handled it.
Good. Okay.
Okay, good. We come to unfinished business. The ordinance revision regarding Borough Hall rental. Anything?
We have what it's worth, we came to an agreement about how to change the ordinance. And also, to give you an overview, one of the big things is we're no longer accepting, we're not renting to anybody other than town. And people in town do not pay. They do put the $300 down because, you know, in the event that somebody goes nuts here and hurts the building, which has been known to happen. And it's very, the application has been changed a little bit to include all the ifs, whens, and whats. And it's ready to be approved. I hope the council approves it tonight.
Did we ever allow non-residents to rent it?
We did.
Oh. It was nothing.
We didn't get a lot of
that. Nothing in there to right. say no.
I just didn't remember that anybody from out of town rented it.
Occasionally somebody came by. And I don't think we should be in the rental business.
No, I agree.
We're bad landlords.
So I do have that ordinance ready, but not for tonight, so we'll go on the next meeting if you guys are... Because I know you wanted to discuss it. No, you don't need. I mean, it will go on for first reading at the next meeting.
Okay.
And then it will go on for second reading, and that's when there will be public comment if anybody has any comments to make. Okay, so I could put this on.
I'm just going to let you know it is available. Anybody wants to look at it. It is succinct. It is direct. And everybody gets what they need. Not what they necessarily want, but they need.
Sounds like the yes. Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones?
Yeah, you can't.
She needs her connection.
Whether you try something.
That's right.
Yeah, after she meets our connection.
Did you get shot? Somebody shoot you?
No, competing band-aids. So.
Yeah. You don't want to compete with this. You know what I'm in trouble with this one. Yeah.
Okay, we have the NJDOT grant improvements to North Valley Road. We have to make a decision, right?
So that was an email that Anna sent out to everybody.
Did everyone see that?
Yep.
Most of the grants do.
Is that in the package here?
What do we need to decide tonight? Yeah, I know, I forget.
Improvements in our care here. Okay, Mayor and Council, the Borough was awarded the grant in the amount of $219,400 for improvements to North Valley Road. The letter was sent to the Council on 12/1/22, and it was listed as new correspondence. Okay, no action was taken. The grant award letter was 11/23/22. We have until 11/23/24 to award a contract or risk losing the grant. In order for Roberts Engineering to begin any work, a bond ordinance would need to be adopted.
As soon as we do it, the better, because then if there's any changes or something we have to do, you know, we have wiggle room. Otherwise, we would get caught.
That's one of the things we should discuss in the Finance Committee meeting coming up when we have it, too.
Yeah. And
so you want to leave it till then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so this is going to go...
the next meeting?
I'll put it on the next meeting.
Meeting happens by then.
What is today? It's the 17th.
So speed humps we covered, I think. Okay, new business. Use of Barrel Hall. Request to use the Barrel Hall by RAP for a meeting on June 3rd from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Do we move that or not?
I think we're just all in favor, right?
I think you have to move.
Yeah, first, yeah. Second, all in favor.
Right. So, do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
You're getting
in trouble. Okay, Joe's first, Lou is second.
All in favor?
Yes.
Should I do a roll call vote since some members are on, or all in favor is fine?
I thought we said it didn't.
This is just approving the
we're
use.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. Did I hear everyone?
Yes.
I don't think I heard Mike.
Mike. RAP using the hall. You don't need to abstain.
Yeah. Why not? That's what it's for.
Okay. Discussion regarding suspending water sewer for 5 and 6 Cedar Court. I discussed this with our attorney recently, and he can tell you, but he said that he'll pay it for the displaced families.
He's a good man.
I wondered if there was, right, if we were permitted to do that autonomously, if there was a state statute, and there is. And Greg said that the state statute generally, when people are excused, for lack of a better word, from paying the bill, it's because they can prove that the service was not provided to them. In this case, which Greg can continue this after I do, but in this case, he thinks we can make it fit. So if the council is in favor of suspending the water bills until there's a CO at both houses.
Absolutely. We can't supply water to the house if it's got no CO.
So you have your flat charges and you have usage charges. Right, those are your principal charges, right, of your
and the flood
of
charge
your
let,
water
let,
bill.
Let Greg talk.
Okay.
So the usage charge, you get charged when you use the water. The flat charge you get is really keeps the capital of the system afloat, right? So that's why everyone gets charged the same amount no matter what. We're not suspending water service to these addresses. What you're doing is waiving the principal of the water bill when rendered. So if you suspend or terminate the water service, then when they go to turn it back on, they will have to pay the connection fee again. But you have the authority, if you're with it. So the most I'll give you an example so that you can really bite your teeth into it. The most common one is particularly sewer charges that are based upon usage, water usage. So if you're a person who's got a half-acre property and you have an enormous sprinkler system, oftentimes a condo complex or some kind of big user, and you're being charged a sewer rate based upon how much water is coming through your meter, obviously the water that's watering the lawn isn't going into the sewer system. And so oftentimes places like that will get an irrigation meter and then make a claim under the statute to waive the principle of the sewer charge or what have you, because they can prove, as a matter of fact, that they didn't get the services that you're charging them for. That's a real-world example. I think you can fit that here in that no one is there using the water because the house is burned down, right? So that's fairly obvious.
One house doesn't even exist anymore,
right?
And the other one is not habitable,
right? What you're legally doing is waiving the sewer bill when rendered because the person is clearly not receiving the services.
I have a question about homeowner's insurance. Does that often cover charges like that when a homeowner would have to pay bills?
I do not know. There's like carrying costs. No,
yeah.
No. I mean, they build the house back as fast as possible because they're
right.
Putting you up somewhere as well.
Yeah.
You usually have some consequential riders to that, like where am I staying while you build the house back?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
So you're saying the flat rate would continue to be charged, but not the usage charge, or the whole?
What
thing?
I'm saying is you can waive penalties and interest. Let's say they don't pay the water bill. You can waive penalties and interest in the interest of the borough at any time. And the interest of the borough can just mean collecting the principal. But to waive the principal of a utility bill, you have to be able to demonstrate that the person did not receive the services rendered for the municipality.
Well, they're not.
I think in this case that you can waive it if you'd like to. Yeah. Yes. But I just want to be clear that we're not suspending or terminating their water service because that would take them off the rolls, and then when they go to go back on the rolls, they have to pay a connection fee. You're technically waiving their sewer bill for the time that their house is destroyed.
Well, for your information, the water is the flat rate gives you 12,000 gallons of water for 2 months.
Right.
So it's built into the flat rate there.
Right.
So.
And they're clearly not getting those 12,000 gallons. So I think you could do it here. The issue will be is you will waive it when it's built.
Until the CFO.
Well, your finance department will render the bill. You can have them hold that one, and then you can waive it by resolution and then send it to the homeowner in the ordinary court.
Okay, so we'd have to have a resolution to
You have to have a resolution to waive municipal charges like that, yes. So it has to be a majority vote, simple majority of the council.
Okay,
can we do
that tonight?
I was just asked.
So the purpose of the resolution is because you're going to have a receivable in the back in the
right.
system.
Right.
The resolution cancels that receivable. So you really have to know how much the bill that you're waiving is in order to pass the resolution.
We don't know until the CFO.
That's why you have to render the bill first.
Okay.
So whether you hold that one on the side or you render them, that one a few days early, I'm not sure what your capability is here. No, you go ahead, sir. No,
you render it and we hold it, we don't send it out?
I don't know exactly what administrative, I don't want to make Adam do things, make sure that, I don't know what
you
can
don't
do
mess here. With Adam.
Well, my point to you is that the resolution is going to have the amount of money that you're waiving in it. In order to do that, you have to know what the bill is.
Okay. I move that we do what Greg just said.
It's just a standard rate.
But then we have
the
bill is still active.
It'll burn down in the middle of the quarter, right?
Yeah. So we need a resolution.
It's every 2 months.
Once we know.
Oh, sorry, every 2 months.
Right. It could be 6 months.
Right.
It could be 4 months.
We don't know.
So you wait
until
you get the CEO, and then you can. You don't know how long the period is. We're not just doing $372. We're going
to
do 4 months.
Or you can do it each time the bill's rendered. I mean, I don't know. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You can definitely do this. How exactly we're going to do this, I'm not. It's dependent upon people.
Well, what if they don't build there for 2 years? I mean,
if there's nobody living there, we can't.
What are you going to build?
Nobody.
Well,
for the one.
I would recommend you waive it on a bill-by-bill basis.
Yeah, that's
so, like, every time the bill's rendered, you waive it, and then you send it out to them and say it's waived. If they don't rebuild the house for 3 years, there's got to be, you know, that's going to be in the sound discretion of the council. It might not even be the same people here, right? Given that there's elections
in here. Can you make a resolution of that for the next meeting? That we waive the bill?
When's the bill rendered? When's the next bill date?
Every 2 months.
April 30th.
2 weeks from now.
Oh, okay, so it's
April
30th.
2 months.
Yeah.
Okay,
so.
Just February, right?
It was just March.
Oh, it's March.
April, March,
it'll be May.
I'm not sure. We don't need it. Just comments. I don't think
anybody
pays attention to the date.
It's favorable now.
From the date that the state says that they were unlivable on a monthly basis until.
We can arrange it, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly how you said. I don't know how we're going to do it at this moment, but legally, you can certainly do that if you can prove they didn't receive the services.
We have the opposite situation. We have a family in town who pays the bill every month, and they don't have water service. It's turned off at the curb, and they never ask to have it turned on.
But they're going to get billed anyway.
No, they pay the bill. No, they do. Yeah. They pay the bill every 2 months. But they, I think, only use bottled water. And I have no idea about personal health care.
That sounds like tomorrow's problem there.
That's not our problem.
Well, apparently it's been this way for a couple of years.
So is everyone comfortable with a resolution being on the next meeting for this next quarter,
every 2 months. Yeah.
And then you're going to make this decision
every 2 months.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
I think it's the most prudent way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. I moved that.
And you'll put together.
I have it. The last time I did it,
the
pool at Riverside Apartments in Red Bank was elevated out of the ground by the tide. So think of like your swimming pool as a boat, and because of the hydrological change, it lifted it up out of the ground and dumped it into the Navisink, and then it has an automatic fill, and so the water was running into the Navisink.
That was the last, and
they could certainly prove that they didn't receive the services provided for the sewer bill. They had to pay for the water because it's our fault that the water leaked out in the Navisink, but the sewer bill, their sewer bill was astronomical. Based upon the usage that clearly went into the Navisink.
So then, is this sewer water or just sewer?
Is that the middle town side or the Red Bank side?
Well, there's no water going in or out, so I think you can do both.
That was just the particular example
that I did this last time.
Oh, okay.
You want to know which one so you can
it's usually, avoid? It's usually a casualty.
Where do you get the cracks?
Okay.
Casualty or irrigation meter.
Where do you get the cracks from?
Exactly.
Okay, I just wanted to announce that at our next meeting on April 17th, representatives from Millstone Fire and First Aid Department will be here so that we can express our gratitude toward all the events that happened on March 1st. Actually, this has been extremely, I don't know if busy is the right word, but busy month for Roosevelt. We've had many events here in the month of March, so Millstone was actually here quite a few times this month. All right, I'm going to open the floor to public comment at 8:06 p.m. Anyone from the public would like to say anything? No? Okay, we'll close at 8:06 p.m. Counselor, do we need a closed session?
We do not this evening, ma'am.
Yes.
So, next meeting, April 17th.
Where's the game on?
Still an hour away, but you got to get ready.
Yeah, you got to get game talk.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
You do. Second.
All in favor?
Wait. I think it was Lou and Joe.
Yeah.
You got it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned at 8:07.
8:07.
Not a closed.
We don't have a closed door, do we?